January 13, 1927. Jesus prays Louisa to write. How his word is happiness. How one who lives in the divine will is considered as one from the celestial fatherland. The soul prays together with the whole creation. How Jesus promises her that everything will be granted to her. Continuing with a fever, I could manage to write with such difficulty that I had decided to no longer write until I would find myself in the condition of being able to do it with less difficulty, also to be able to write more extensively that which blessed Jesus manifests to his little daughter. In fact, because of the hardship, I try to restrict as much as I can. Now, while I was not thinking at all about writing, given my decision, my always lovable Jesus moved in my interior, and as though praying me, told me, "My daughter, write a little bit. I am content with little rather than nothing. Then, when you can, you will write more. And in the little you will write, I will help you, I will not leave you alone. And when I see that you cannot go on, I myself will say enough, because I love you very much, and also your nature, since that is mine too, and I do not want you to tire yourself beyond your strengths. But do not take away from me this pleasure of maintaining the ever-new correspondence of writing that which I want to say to you. You know that in the whole world there is not one place in which I can share my happinesses and receive return for them. So, the place of my happiness in the world is you, and this happiness of mine is formed by my speaking. When I can speak with a creature, make myself understood, it is happiness for me, and full and superabundant happiness for the one who listens to me. More so, since in speaking with you, because my will is in you, I speak to you in my will, not outside of it, and I am sure of being understood. And even more so, since in speaking to you about my will, I feel in you the happiness of my kingdom, the echo of the happiness of the celestial fatherland. Do you know, my daughter, what would happen? Since I keep you in the supreme fiat, I look at you as someone from my celestial fatherland. What would you say if someone who already lives in heaven did not want to receive my new joys, which are released naturally from my womb to make all the blessed happy? In fact, it is in my nature to give ever new beatitudes. This someone would be a hindrance to my happiness. She would close in my womb the joys which I want to release. So it would happen with you, you would be a hindrance to my happiness, to the ever new joys which my will possesses. More so, since I feel happier when I make the little daughter of my will happier, who finds herself in the low exile only because of us, for nothing else, to give us field in order to form our kingdom in the midst of creatures and to restore for us the rights and the glory of the work of the whole creation. Do you think that my heart can tolerate not making my little daughter happy? No, no, it would be the greatest pain for me. Is my word perhaps not the greatest happiness for you? And I, certainly, O Jesus. And if you knew how you make me unhappy when you deprive me of it, how I feel the void of happiness without end, which nothing else, as beautiful and good as it may be, will be able to make up for. And Jesus, therefore, my daughter, while my word makes you happy, I do not want it to remain in the void of yourself alone, but I want it to serve to establish my kingdom. And therefore, as confirmation of my word and of my happiness which comes from me, I want it to be written on paper, also as confirmation of our correspondence. Then, after this, I began to pray, bringing all creation together with me before the Supreme Majesty, that is, the heavens, the stars, the sun, the sea, in sum, everything, so that my prayer might be animated by all the acts which the Supreme Fiat exercises in all creation. My sweet Jesus placed himself near me, leaning his head against mine, extending his arm around my neck, almost to sustain me. And I said to him, "My love, Jesus, I am not the only one praying you, but together with me there is your will operating in the whole creation, praying for the coming of your kingdom. It itself wants its rights, all whole and complete, over everyone and everything. and only with the coming of the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat upon earth will all of its rights be given back to it. Listen, O Jesus, how touching is the voice of your Fiat in the whole azure of the heavens. How eloquent it is in the sun. How attractive and strong it is in the sea. Everywhere can your Fiat be heard resounding, wanting the rights of its kingdom. Oh please, listen to your own Fiat. Listen to your little daughter who, making all of its acts her own, prays you, supplicates you, that your kingdom come. And even though I am just newly born, I too want my rights. And do you know, O Jesus, what these are? That I give back to your will all the glory and the honor as if no one had offended it, as if everyone had fulfilled it, adored it and loved it. If I am its daughter, I want that its rights be given back to it, and I want also that my first father Adam be given back the honor as if he had never withdrawn from your will. And my most sweet Jesus, all moved, said to me, to my little daughter who takes to heart so much the rights of my divine Fiat, and who uses its very power in order to open her way to my heart, everything will be granted. How not to content you, my daughter? To you everything will be given. Even more, we will adjust together that which regards my will and that which regards the creatures. Aren't you happy? Look, my daughter, from the moment my will entered the field in creation, it has always been firm and unshakable in doing good, in spite of the many moodinesses and offenses of the creatures. Triumphing over all, it has followed its usual course, doing good, always. See, in order to make the creature ascend again into the firmness, into the perennial good, into the unshakability of my will, I want to establish my kingdom in their midst. See then, at what point I have placed you, in the firmness and unshakability of the Fiat, to allow you to extend this kingdom of mine within it. And just as my will triumphs over everything with its firmness, so will you triumph over everything with its firmness and in the unshakability of its acts, and you will reorder the divine order between the two wills, the divine will be reintegrated in its glory, and the human will place itself once again in the order established by God. After I wrote this, I was thinking to myself that what is written above is not necessary. More so since, continuing to be feverish, I write with difficulty, and I write just a little to make Jesus content. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, in order to live in my will, the soul must ascend. And in order to ascend in it, she must leave that which does not belong to my will. She must leave her miserable rags, her vulgar habits, her vile foods, her miseries. Everything she must leave, in order to make use of the royal garment, of divine habits, of precious and nourishing foods, of infinite riches, in sum, of everything that belongs to my will. What you have written serves you for now, it serves the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat. Then it will be the rule for those who must live in it, how they must use all of the operating acts of my will in order to maintain themselves within the boundaries of my kingdom. Therefore, that which to you does not seem to be necessary, is necessary for the formation of my supreme kingdom.